Good afternoon. Still disappointed. That hasn't changed. I think the players are very somber. They are remorseful because of opportunity lost. We had many opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. We didn't play well. Dallas played better than we played. We created opportunities for ourselves late in the game. We were not able to capitalize on them. We lacked consistency. We lacked fundamental technique play at the position with consistency pretty much everywhere. I was positive about our special teams play. I think that with our kickoff return team, we do have the possibility going forward here of establishing some opportunities in the return game. We did have a nice punt return as well, which was called back due to a penalty, and the penalty was legitimate. Otherwise, offensively, we were sloppy with technique. We were not consistent at all. We had drop balls. We had some opportunities in the run game that, you know, we just didn't seem to be able to push the line of scrimmage enough to crack the runner through the line of scrimmage. And we'll continue to work on that. We're still very disappointed, obviously, in the goal line aspect of our game with the ball on the 1 yard line and the inability to score. Simple fact of the matter is, defensively, they scored 3 of the 4 times that they had the ball in the second half, and that is a concern. They did have the one breakout run, which was an outstanding individual play, in which we had our arms around the runner twice, and we had many people over in that direction, but we weren't able to bring the ball carrier down. We had, I thought a great chance when we created the 1st and 30 situation. That would have even been a most difficult field goal at that time for them to score with one play over the top of us that way, which has been done in preseason. And for us not to learn something from that was disappointing, very disappointing. For me, I think there will be a renewed conviction about preparation and about practice. We do know that we have a lot of work to do. I think that the players are, their eyes are open to the fact that, we lost a football game that we certainly felt we had a great chance to win. Had our level of play been a little bit better, we may have been able to do something about the outcome.
Tom, when you, first thing you said to us at training camp was you're trying to find out which team this is, 7-7 or 6-0. You can't tell from one game, but was it alarming that some of the problems were similar to what you had experienced early last year?
Alarming is probably a good word. Upsetting. That we would make the run that we did and then come back to some of these issues. Now, that's not taking anything away from Dallas. I mean, Dallas, there's no question about their ability, their defensive football team, their offensive team with the addition of the 2 new guards and the runner healthy again. They've got a very good team. There's no question about that, but we know that. And when we played them twice a year ago, they had a very good team. So disappointed because the idea of us coming into the regular season full speed ahead with our issues under control, that's obviously not the case.
Tom, you're always pretty much at the front of the line when it comes to accountability. When you have a game like that where there's so many, you just listed all the laments really out of yesterday, do you second guess yourself as to what could I have done better in the last week or two, whatever, preparing for this?
No, I always take – I mean, I'm responsibility for the losses. I'm the one responsible. We win or lose them together, but when we lose them, it's me. It's the head coach. We win them, it's the players. That's just the way it is. So certainly we're looking hard at every aspect of it. And, we're challenging. We're challenging our team as to whether or not all the time that we're utilizing, whether it be jog-throughs, meetings, practices, or whatever, is being used properly. And there's a degree of accountability for everybody. It starts with me, obviously, and the coaches as well. There's obviously some technique work going on that is not good enough. So, there isn't any question. Are we Am I looking at it? Yeah, I'm certainly looking at it, and I'm not shying away from any time a team does not play the way they should, then it's my responsibility, and I have no issue with that.
You mentioned the practice and preparation, not taking advantage of that time. Was that a big theme of your message to the team today?
Yeah, it was. It was.
How did you present it to them?
Just like I'm presenting it to you. Two of the three practices last week, quite frankly, weren't good enough. Well, he certainly has earned some confidence in the kickoff return area, and ball security is a huge issue, and it was an issue when he first came here, and we've been trying hard to make sure that it's not an issue, and we got a little work to do. That's all.
Had he been fumbling at all in practice?
Excuse me.
Had he been fumbling much at all in practice?
No, but you're not tackling in practice either. You're stripping, but you're not tackling. They're coming for the ball. No matter whether it's loosey-goosey, high and tight, or whatever, you've got to hang on to the ball. You know, you've got to be aware of where the enemy is as he closes in on you. And if it's a bunch of folks, then you got to get two hands on the ball, not just one. And it came out, and, you know, and that took, quite frankly, that was a drive that some decent things were happening. It's more let the veteran play, and let's hope we don't have another occasion to shoot ourselves in the foot.
Ahmad wound up playing then all but two snaps. I mean, is that a load that he could carry throughout the season if he didn't have confidence?
Well, we had the all-impressive number of 54 snaps. I think most of us can handle 52 snaps. If it works out that way, I don't necessarily want it to work out that way. We have designed things for David to do right now. We'll continue to do that. We'll continue to build. He's very, very on the sideline. He was very upset about what had happened, and I did give him credit for that. I mean, he was deeply, deeply sorry about what happened. Unfortunately, it happened, you know. And that's not to say, everybody wants to say, well, you didn't play him then after that. You know, you didn't play him. Well, we're playing the opening game of the year. It's a divisional game. We had just driven the ball. You know, we're going to be a little bit reluctant to, okay, this is not preseason, you know. Let's go for stage two here. This is serious business now. And the ball is, hey, in 9 years, we're 46-9, 84% wins when we win the turnover battle. Last night, it was even. You know, they threw the pick that should have been a touch.
How did Will Beattie get out of the game, and what led to the decision to leave him active but not start?
He hadn't practiced enough.
And how did he come out of the game?
Seemed to do okay.
Do you have any injury concerns going into this break?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to ask? Who are you talking about?
Go?
Naturally. Anytime you have a corner. He's had this issue before. Now it's on the other side. You know, I don't understand it. I didn't know there was a hamstring until about 5 years ago. But, I mean, that's all we hear. You got to be able to take the field and play this game. Somehow, some way, people stay out there. And we're in a position where, you know, we need all the help we can get back there. You know, Rivers has played through this. He had it in training camp. I think he'll find a way. He'll find a way to get back in the fray. The couple of days, you know, we got a couple of days. That'll help. A lot of these guys will be helped by that.
And do you think these extra days, I mean, it's Prince?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that guy. He's trying now. He's trying like heck.
You talked about the balance between run pass and obviously wanting to, you know, one to affect the other. What is, you know, people outside, they say, oh, well, they pass the ball so well, they run the ball, they struggle. Why don't they just pass the ball? Well, how do you explain sort of?
We didn't pass the ball very well last night. We didn't catch it very well. We didn't protect it very well. And we didn't run it very well. I mean, we've had a little string here in preseason, including our first regular season game of, 260 yards total offense? That's not good. We only had, 23 minutes time of possession last night, 24 maybe? That's not good enough, okay? Under any circumstances in anybody's league, it's not good enough. Now, we take great pride in hopefully being up front. Well, up front's got to get going. We got to get going a little bit here.
Tommy,
both sides.
Besides the mistakes, did you get the sense that Dallas may have wanted it more?
I wouldn't use those terms, but if I was coming in to play against a team that was a world champion, I'd want it. We wanted it too. It didn't fathom out the way we hoped it would in terms of how we played, but we wanted it. And we were excited to be in our stadium with our fans. Believe me, that was a wonderful experience last night with regard to our fans. And the fact that there isn't any question that it's not a preseason game. You know, the fans were into it, and it was very, very welcome on the part of the players. Unfortunately, we didn't give them a whole lot to be excited about, but we'll build on that, and our fans will be there. We'll consider anything. How are you at backpedaling? Pretty good?
Strength in mind, but I don't want to laugh.
That's the only time I've laughed in, quite a few hours.
What, if any, consideration did you give to having the practice or committed all over this weekend? If you felt like the practice was great?
We're going to go four times next week, so we'll have plenty of practice. Well, we were trying to concentrate on developing this young man in the nickel position, in the sub position. He can play corner, but at that point in time, we had been alternating the remaining corners throughout the course of the week in practice, and so Tryon had had his share of snaps over there. Last night wasn't a bad example. Just watch the other team. You know, we did get the quarterback twice, but it wasn't anywhere near the way we had been operating. You know, I think the last time we played them, we had 6 sacks and 7 hits on the quarterback. Didn't have anywhere near that last night. Their mixture was good. They kept the pass relatively short. You know, they took advantage of whenever we felt like we had to play more people down to stop the run. They got just enough young run yardage, and then they in the second half they seemed to be when the you know piles were unfolded they were going forward, and I just think it gives you so much more you have more options that way. You know, right now, quite frankly, our play action pass doesn't do anything to anybody. They just drop back and play pass, and you've seen what is happening in the secondary. And you know, I'm not going to try to tell other people how to play us, but if you watch, you see. I mean, you've got to be able to run the ball when there's 7 people down there now. Come on.
What did you see about those slants you were frustrated about last night? Why were they so effective?
Well, it was well designed. We have the same design. If it's one coverage, it goes one way. If it's another coverage, it goes another way. And they took advantage not only of the coverage, but the inability of us to do anything about the first hole, if you will. And
you want you guys to kind of squeeze that down a little more? Or just
intercept it and run the end zone if you would like to go further, yeah.
Foley and Rivers both played well yesterday. Is this a situation where if they're both healthy and productive, there's going to be snaps for both of them?
There's plenty of room for plenty of people. You know, we'd like to have as many linebackers, Jaquan, you know, is another guy that hopefully is going to start to play better and challenge for time, because all those guys can run and they can help us in a lot of different ways. They're on special teams. They, you know, they help us from down and distance.
Change in the number of practices and the conditions. conditioning? Are you seeing that now?
I don't know how to equate that to that.
You don't draw that connection necessarily.
No. He had this problem in training camp.
With the run game, is there something that when you looked at it that was going wrong, that you weren't getting it going? Is it harder to establish a run game with less padded practices in camp and things like that?
Well, you're asking me two questions.
Right.
One question, yeah, it takes just as long to develop the run as it does other areas of your game, you know. And obviously we're not there yet. The second question has to do with, you know what, at some point somebody's got to move somebody to create a hole to give us a chance to go through. Hynoski did a pretty good job of leading through and doing a good job on the linebackers. Getting to that level was not easy for us. Some of it, once in a while, we would have a poor cut, but majority of the time it was, you know, just you got to win when you've got your – When you're one on one, you have to make something happen.
What did you think of Locklear and how he did last night?
He did okay. I mean, if you went right down the line, you'd probably use the same term. He did okay. He didn't do great. He didn't do bad. He had his good plays. He had his bad plays. They have two outstanding edge rushers. They caused problems on the edge pretty much all night long for both tackles. Do I have to go over this again? Because I'm starting to lose it again. Well, certainly, you lose a game, it's not a good thing, okay? It's not a good thing. There are 15 to go, but this is what I told our team. It's how we respond right now that's the critical factor, you know? Back to work. Grind a little bit, you know? Forget about all the smoke being blown. This is a new year and a new team. You know, and I've got to be careful that every one of my references goes backwards too. It's not about that now. It's about going forward. You know, it's a new issue, and there are issues. We've been there before. You know, we lost the opener a year ago. We've been there before. Get it straightened around.